Well, hello, everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and this is our July 2014 Numerology Academy support call. And wow, the energy is shifting again. It's just been an incredible year so far, and we have a lot going on, some fantastic, fantastic questions. So thank you for those. We'll get to those in a moment. As usual, I want to talk first a little bit about what's happening in the astronumerology current events right now, just briefly, because as you know, if you've watched my forecast video, we're coming up on that amazing new moon in just a few days, and I'm just so excited about this event. I can't even tell you, and I actually wrote a very interesting newsletter today about what's happening with the sun, very perplexing to scientists right now, and I know that this is all obviously interconnected. So the sun is undergoing a rebirth of a certain kind right now, and you know, by the end of the week we should see some changes there scientifically. But as a whole, as you know, we're entering Leo very shortly here, and that is ruled by the sun. So all of you who have, you know, Leo energy, whether as an ascendant, a moon sign, or sun sign, we'll be feeling, you know, much more intensity now because of what's happening in general. But all of us should be looking at where Leo is in our astrology chart. So you want to get out the birth chart and look at where that sun sign of Leo is. And for all of you who've joined this month, I know there were many of you have, there are several new members. Some of you have not received your astronumerology chart yet. I am getting to that in the next couple of days, so you will have them shortly. But when you do receive them, just check where Leo is. See, you know, if it is an important sign for you. Maybe you have lots of planets in that sign, or definitely check what house it governs. And that will be accented a lot for you during the coming days and the next month, the next 30 days as we enter Leo. So the other thing that's happening right now is that we are in a 14-month still in July. And in 2014, this number obviously is activated. So there have been some unexpected things going on for us in general, hopefully good, but whatever they are, they will create some kind of shift in you that you'll really start experiencing in August. So whether it is something new that's going on, which obviously is the case with this new moon coming up, there's a lot of new energy coming through, a lot of people feeling like there's a restart going on in their life. So keep that in mind for your clients. This is a really huge time of renewal. So no matter what it is, there's something in your life that speaks to an area that needs to be delved into more deeply. And it may not be apparent to you right now what that is, but it will become very clear as we go into August and also September. Just a reminder to all of you that September is always intense anyway because it is the ninth month of the year. And in numerology, nine is that incredibly sacred number that when you add it to any number results in the same root number. And when you multiply it by one number, it results in the number nine, right? So it has that very magical quality. And so the ninth month, September, is always a huge month for all of us because our personal year is doubled up in intensity. So I know I threw a lot at you right now. I want to also mention that Mars enters Scorpio on the 25th. That's this Friday. And then, of course, the following day on Saturday, we have this incredible new moon. The time of this new moon is 10:43 GMT. That's 5:43 Eastern, 2:43 Pacific in the U.S. So 10:43 p.m. Universal Time, London time. It's really going to be an amazing event, and because Jupiter is involved, and Jupiter just entered the sign of Leo. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just amazing. So I hope some of you or all of you are planning to have a kind of a celebration weekend. Maybe you're going to see friends. Maybe you're celebrating with your partner. Something to just enjoy this beautiful, beautiful energy that's coming up. And then, as you know, in a few days, in a week or so, we're entering August. That is the month that Leo spends most of its time in. And August will be a 15 universal month in numerology. So that's a very magical number in itself, ties in beautifully with that Jupiter new moon event because of it represents the spiritual alchemist. It represents love. So, and it also is a preview of 2015 because the number 15, which is maybe my favorite number in numerology. I'm not sure. I have a lot of, you know, favorite numbers, but this one is one of my favorites because it governs the beauty of the arts and uplifting others. And it is very lucky as well and beautiful in a current event. So August is a preview because of the 15 influence of 2015. So what we want to now focus on are your questions. So all of you who want to get in line and have questions that you want to ask me that you did not send in an email, please press *6 on your phone, and you'll get in the queue, and you can talk to me personally. We do this every month. So any question goes, whether you're just starting out or are certified, we want to have all questions answered here. So just press *6 to get in line, and let me go to the first question here. We have Kwanza, who is a new member. Welcome. I wanted to ask you about the name change. Okay, so you asked, when you see... Let me just go to the beginning here. What is the best thing to do when counseling a client on a name change when you see those potential new names that harmonize with their day of birth, do not harmonize with their life purpose, or there is conflict with one or two of their three birth numbers, day of birth, life purpose, and destiny number? I'd like to know for myself, and then I can apply that to when I help others. Okay, and then you give me your three numbers. So first of all, and I know you ask another follow-up question, I want to just address this question about aligning your current name with your three important birth numbers. There is no actual reason to do that, and let me explain. Webinar 5 in Numerology Academy Level 1 is a completely different branch of numerology. It's a branch on a tree called numerology, but in the end, the correlation between your current name number and your birthday is absolutely not one that you have to create, your birth numbers, I mean your three important birth numbers. The only time that it matters is when you are born on a 4-day, which you are because you're born on the 22nd, which is a 4, or you have an 8-day, like the 17th or 26th, you know, you're born on one of those days, or you have a life purpose that adds up to the root number 4 or 8. And then it only matters because those numbers attract a certain energy. So you don't want to have a current name that adds up to 4 or 8. Okay, so it's not because you want to align your current name with one of your three numbers. It's not that at all. It's just that the 4 and 8 combination in numerology is very unique, and there's certain rules that apply for those of you, for those people who have those numbers in their day of birth or their life purpose number, which is the full birthday added up. So the number 15, by the way, is also included in the mix here. Just refer to webinar 5 for that, because there's a lot of rules for the fortunate names anyway, and the ones that pertain to 4 and 8 people are particularly important to follow. So to answer your question, Kwanza, you know, For all of your clients who don't have a 4 or 8 in their birthday or their life purpose, they can have any number as their fortunate name number that obviously is fortunate, right? For those of you, for those of your clients, and that would include you because you're born the 22nd, who have a 4 or 8, right, there are certain names that actually help to dissipate some of the fateful qualities that can arise when you are born on a 4 or 8 day or have a 4 or 8 life purpose. And that is described in detail in Webinar 5. I'll just tell you that you cannot have a 15 name, and you can't have any name that reduces to 4 or 6, but you can have 24-6, 33-6, 42-6, et cetera. I wouldn't do 51 because that has some challenges as well. But all the other six names are absolutely fantastic, and you can also go with other numbers as well. So I know that's a long-winded answer to your question, and I just encourage you to watch Webinar 5 closely. You also mentioned that you calculated your name wrong initially, your current name, and you realized from the Prosperity Power Seminar that it's a 28, not a 55. And 28 is one of those numbers that actually is considered challenging when it comes to current names. So I definitely recommend you change the spelling, and I know you're working on that. So if you have any questions for me on certain spellings you're considering, you can just chime in during this call and ask me that, okay? So I guess that answers your question. And let me just see. We have several people on the line. I'm going to go to one more. Let me go to Elaine's questions first. I know Linda also asked a very, very detailed question, which I will get to, Linda. But let me go to Elaine. Elaine asked several questions, which I want to address first here. So let's see. She says, can you talk about astrocartography? How do you find the best location to live, or what location best supports who we are? Okay. I love astrocartography. I think it's a really valid branch of astronumerology, and I say astronumerology because there are numbers involved as well. I will eventually be teaching a course on this, but I'm not quite ready to do that because there are other things I want to do first. So in order for you to really get a take on your own astrocartography, I recommend you go see my dear friend, Maya White. So just go to mayawhite.com, mayawhite.com. Tell her I sent you. She's amazing. What I love about her readings is that she takes your current progressions and transits into consideration. So she literally updates the astrocartography reading to reflect what you're going through now and in the foreseeable future when it comes to choosing a place to live. And she's an amazing person. Anyway, I really adore her. So if you want to have a personal reading, I suggest you go to Maya for now. What I will tell you is that, yes, it does make a difference. I know from many of my clients and friends that have utilized astrocartography that it really does pinpoint certain energy centers that are either helpful to you or not. Some of the really wonderful locations just from your birth astrocartography that you can get on astro.com are your Jupiter line, your Venus line, your Sun line, and your Mercury line. If you find where those are in the world, you can find some really wonderful locations to go vacation or even to live. Okay, so those are just quick pointers for you to find those. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean, like I said, that you need to live there to have a successful life. Far from it, you have other considerations as well. In numerology, those involve the names of cities and even the names of states. Those do apply. They do have an effect as well. And I may also add here that the address that you live in is, you know, a really important part of this discussion. So the address of your condo, house, apartment, really, really does make a difference. So those are all part of this locational astronomy branch that you want to, you know, consider when you're moving somewhere or thinking of moving somewhere, or just looking at where you're living right now. Okay, so, okay, your second question is, in numerology, when interpreting double or triple digits, does each number bring its energy to make a blended whole? For example, number 28 could mean diplomatic leadership or surrender to infinite abundance. I love that you brought up the number 28 because we just had Kwanzaa Johnson ask about her current name number. So this is really lovely. And it always happens in some way, the serendipity here. So, yes, to answer your first question, of course you want to look at the complete number. The root number I look at first, which is 1 through 9. Then you look at if it's a master number, 11, 22, 33, 44, et cetera. Then you look at the double digit itself. So in your case, you're asking about 28. Yes, you give a beautiful example. 28 could mean diplomatic leadership. Surrender to infinite abundance. Yes, I would say I would interpret it more as the abundance arises from having healthy, balanced relationships, which starts with your inner relationship. That's the number two. Okay, so the abundance actually arises from a real balance in that regard. And so, of course, 28 reduces to 10, and that's the instant manifestation number. The one and the zero that make up the universe, make up the computer code, is the male-female, yin and yang. So, again, a very powerful number. And I want to throw in here right now for Kwanzaa, who's wondering, well, why is my name not fortunate then? Well, the ancient Chaldean form of numerology has a different interpretation for current names. So I don't want to confuse anybody here. We're talking about the number 28 in general when it applies to your birthday or it applies to your life purpose number, destiny number. When it comes to current names, the number 28 is not considered helpful, but that has really nothing to do with your birth numbers. They are neither good or bad. They are neutral. Okay, so there's a different interpretation here that we're giving. So just want to make that clear. So, yes, you always want to look at every part of the double or triple digit and use it to color your interpretation of the single digit, right? So if you have, just real quick here, let me think. If you have the number 88 versus the number 79, so 88 adds up to 16, which is 7, and 79 adds up to 16, which is 7. So they both have the 16-7 energy, obviously very strongly represented. However, the number 79 comes to the equation with another 7, right? So the whole number 7916 reduces to 7. And so it starts with 7, ends with 7. And so we have a deep spiritual presence here, a great yearning to learn, to analyze, to delve deeply into subjects. And the 9 is, of course, the number of unconditional love. And so there is a sense of being a leader of, real compassion. So it's a very beautiful, deeply spiritual representation of the 16-7. Then we go to the 88. That's a very different interpretation of the 16-7. The 88 has two eights. That's the number of eternity, infinite strength, eternal life. So, there's a real sense of energy and strength and drive and overcoming obstacles and leadership in a different way. And it's a master number, 88, of course. So looking at mastering abundance, mastering your strength, mastering your confidence, being up front, up in the front with people, right? So a leader. So we have the same 16-7 represented in a different way. You see what I'm saying? So that, yes, absolutely. Look at the whole picture. And of course, as you do this, you're going to spiral and spiral, and it gets more and more exciting because it's really a never-ending rediscovery of what these symbols mean and how they come together as a code. Because in the end, you know, it's not just one number in isolation. If that's if 88 is somebody's destiny number, you want to go find 8s and 16s and 7s in their astrology chart, or you want to see if they're the first letters of their names start with a 7-letter or an 8-letter, right? So 7-letter would be G or P. So you can see, you can just take this as far as you want to go with your clients and, of course, with yourself. And, of course, we're not even taking into account personal cycles in all of this. They blend in to really activate those numbers for you, right? So, all right, so... let's go to your third question. You say here, I know I've asked this before, but I want to understand more completely. When a person is born on a full moon or a new moon, they are here to either shine light on the essence of whatever house their sun is in or to be introspective and create new beginnings about it, question mark. I was born on almost full moon. A friend of mine was born at almost a new moon. Would my moon be waxing and moving towards full and my friend's be waning and moving towards new? What does that mean? Yes, to answer your questions, your moon is moving towards full and waxing, and yes, her moon is waning. I'm assuming it's a her. If it's a he, his moon is waning and moving towards new. You ask, does that impart an element of movement towards one expression or another? In other words, I would be seeking to bring light to things, and my friend is seeking new beginnings and change and transformation. Okay, this is a really big, big question. It's a lunar question, lunar cycle question in terms of when you were born. And yes, you know, if you imagine the moon going through cycles and you are being born at one point during that 28-29-day cycle, absolutely, there is a symbolism to that. In the very early degrees of what's called the, you know, the initial phrase, like the first, as the moon moves from new to quarter, it's like planting a seed, right? So it's in its infancy and it's being planted. Then after the first quarter, between the first quarter and the actual, you know, half moon, the first quarter and the full moon, there is a real sense of growing. The what you planted is now blossoming, right? So, and then you come to, you know, right before the full moon, and that's really where there's a real, almost a pressure. So when people are born right before the full moon, as you are, you almost feel as like this strong urge to accomplish something because you're almost at the full moon place, right? So it's like the light is you know, really wanting to come forth. And so then if you're born on the full moon, you're born at that moment where you see the light. Okay, so it's now gone through, it's flowered. It's flowered into something that is visible. Okay, it's seen. And then we come to going towards the third quarter. So if you're born during that period, you now understand what it is that visually was represented to you. What's the reason for the discovery that was made during the full moon? So it's more about looking at the purpose, looking at, you know, what the reason is for you being here and how you're going to use it to nurture yourself and others. And then you get to the third quarter, and this represents obviously more the autumn phase of the moon. And so that really means the harvest has come in. You've now feasted. You've seen the purpose of the seeds being planted. and the cycle is now starting to come to a close. So it's like you're bringing your gifts to a closing moment, right? And so then when you come towards the new moon, it's like you're going, you may be, as you said, more introspective because you're going within, you're coming into winter now. So there's more of a transitional time where the light has now become very much less strong. It doesn't mean that you're not strong. It means that the inner strength is incredibly, incredibly strong. So it's almost like you're working, you know, a little bit more behind the scenes, because what the light that's in you is becoming visible in what it is that you feel and bring forth. So in other words, you can take it and create some powerful you know, products, books, whatever it is that you're wanting to do, ideas. And of course, then the new moon, we're coming back to the beginning now, and that is, as you said, new beginning. It's like you know, there's a real spontaneity there, because it's like the person has absolutely a wonderful joie de vivre and is just seeing life as a grand adventure, as unlimited, right? So there you go. Those are just very brief descriptions, and really good questions, Elaine. So thank you. I have a question from Linda, but I think what I'll do first is take a couple of questions first, and then I will get to Linda's question. Okay, so let's see who this is. This is 682. Hello?
Hi, this is Angelica. Tanya, how are you?
Hi, Angelica. I'm well. How are you?
I am doing just fine. You were talking about the sun, and I know that we've talked about several things, but because you mentioned it, that was one of my curiosities. I have it in the first house in Gemini.
Okay, let me bring up your chart here.
Mm-hmm.
You're referring to what I said about where to find.
Yes.
Leo, because when is your birthday?
Oh, well, you were talking about Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be close to the sun? It's 5/22/1964.
Okay, I'm just bringing up your chart here. I have to do my research first. Okay, here it is. Let me just open it. Okay, yeah, it's good to know where the sun is in your chart. True.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good to know where Leo is, so I'm just going to check that for you. So your sun is in the first house in Gemini, 1 degrees. So your Leo governs your fifth house, and that's actually quite important because Leo naturally governs the fifth house.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
that's
naturally
cool.
The house. So we have Aries naturally governs the first house, Taurus naturally the second, Gemini naturally the third house of communication, Cancer naturally rules the fourth house of the home, and Leo naturally rules the fifth house of children and play and self-expression,
mm-hmm.
and romance. So,
yeah,
yay, exactly. So it's a fun house. Leos are fun, okay? So Leo, if, for you, this house is being activated now. So for you, that means you may meet someone, very, you know, could be likely, could be whatever you want it to be. But it's very passionate for you because it's a natural ruler. It's lined up for you. It's going to give you lots of courage. It's going to help you refine your goals. That's all what Leo does. And for you, naturally, it's in the house that it rules. So, yeah. And because your son's in the first house, it makes it even more inviting because you feel invigorated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is awesome. So, yeah, I like this one for you. I think you're going to feel, especially with this new moon event coupled, you know, with this. You just have to remember this is very important Leo full moon, Leo new moon, really, really big deal. So, it's going to feel very much like you're starting fresh. in whatever area you happen to feel that. So,
I have another question, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I should wait until the next call that we're going to have later.
The mastermind call?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's more pertaining to business, yes.
Well, the thing is that it's pertaining to, because I feel that invigorating energy, and I feel like a lot of things, good things are starting to happen for me. So, but I have that part-time job that is there, and I feel that it's taking a lot of my time that I could be using to incorporate in my new ideas, that energy and going. So, but I would have to end the position August 31st. It would
mm-hmm.
have to be my last day.
So, let's look at that during the mastermind.
Yeah,
I want to look at that
okay.
during the mastermind because there's other
okay,
things
we'll
going
do
on.
That. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that because I didn't know if to ask now or just wait. But this information that you're giving me, I just love to hear.
Absolutely. I'll incorporate that. But the Astral Alliance Mastermind call is a good place for me to look deeply into what you just asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
okay,
you, Tanya,
so,
and I don't want to take your time from everybody
yeah,
else.
No problem. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, so for all of you who are wondering what we're talking about, Angelica is part of my Astral Alliance Mastermind, which is a wonderful group program I have for heart-centered entrepreneurs. And it's a really wonderful group of women, and we get together twice a year in LA, and we have a fantastic time. I teach all the tools that I have for sales and marketing, doing it in a way that is congruent to heart-centered entrepreneurs, and there's really not a lot out there that really addresses that. Plus, of course, as you can see, I incorporate your own astronumerology cycles into the mix when we are making big decisions about your business. And this mastermind is about to add a whole new part to it, a very exciting addition this autumn, and I'm keeping it somewhat under wraps now, but it's going to get even more exciting for all the members because of the resource that I'm about to add. So if you're interested in that, just contact Molly, and we can tell you more about it. But let me go on to the next question here. We have Terry, so I'm going to go to her. I think it's Terry. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Tanya. This is Terry, but I go by Davina, so I wanted to...
Oh,
yes,
I'm sorry,
I
your phone says Terry. That's why I said that.
Oh, that's fine. Yes, because
okay.
I'll have to have Molly change all of that. So I changed it to Davina, which is D-E-V-I-N-N-A, and I wanted to do a solo name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that astronumerology, I'm working on a business that's based on the divine feminine and developing intuition at resorts and sacred sites around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that the astronumerology aspect of it, I think focusing on how intuition speaks to women through their birth chart, I wanted to make sure that I'm heading off in the right direction.
Okay. So tell me something specific. Is this more about you? Or is it more about your business, and do you want me to look at what exactly?
Well, it's a combination of both. I just, for me, let's see, me in relationship to my business, because I'm a three.
Mm-hmm.
And so just how I can use astronumerology in my business would be the question.
Okay.
And is Davina working along with my birth path and that?
You mean your name, your new name?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what number does it resonate to? Let me just look at this. 27, because as you know, as I just said earlier in the call, it does not have to line up with any of your birth numbers. Mine does not line up. I have a 10-1 current name. And 10-1 has nothing to do with any of my birth code at all.
Okay.
I don't have a number in that triad.
Okay.
I don't even have a 1-5 or 7. So, and I have a 10-1 name. So, but it's done magic for me because it's fortunate. You see, so that's all that matters, unless you're a 4 or 8, which you are, you're a 26-8. So
yes,
it does matter for you. Not meaning you shouldn't have a 4 or 8 name or a 15 name, but as I can see, you have a 14 name, 14-5, and your business deals with travel, right? Is it to do with
yes.
So that's, you know, if you want to have a current name number that reaches people on that kind of frequency, it's pretty perfect because five in general is about traveling, right? So it's communication, traveling, being online, reaching people online, being in media, publishing, all of that. It doesn't mean that your business has to incorporate those things, but for you, yes, it's a happy lineup of energies. So I like it very much for you. So that answers your first question about your name. Now you want to know how to incorporate astronumerology. And how would, tell me what exactly you mean. Like, do you have clients you work on one-on-one with, or how do you do this?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm still in the building the packages phase, so maybe I could do like a pre-reading before they get to the retreat.
And the retreat is about what exactly? Is it about the fact that they're leaving home and going on a new journey, inner journey, by virtue of doing that, or what is it you're doing?
Well, helping them really connect deeply with their divine feminine, their intuition, and how to bring that back to their daily life and live a goddess lifestyle. So it's like, you know, you tune into yourself first or tune into that divine guidance, and then you make your decisions. And a person doesn't get caught up in the collective unconscious and their family obligations and other things. It's like, okay, let me tune into this first, and then I can give from a full and overflowing cup.
I love it. Wonderful. Okay, so this is perfect because you've, first of all, taken them away from their comfort zone, right? You've brought them to a new location, which I love. This is why going to live events is so important. Is for this very reason. You have to come out of your comfort zone. And one way to do that is literally to leave your home physically, fly somewhere, drive somewhere, and do that because you have great insights. So the way you can really make this a remarkable and unique experience is by actually reading their code to them. Now, I don't know how many people you have. It depends on the size. So if you have a large amount eventually, you can only do this for some. Like, basically the way I would structure it is the way I've done at my live events. You have a Q&A time where they can get in line and ask questions for an hour or whatever it is you allot. If you have more of a workshop situation where you literally can address each one of your clients, like I do in my mastermind, everybody gets a shot, right? Nobody leaves that room without being read. Then you have a wonderful situation where you can go deeply with them and each one of them. And it's really remarkable what can happen because you will start through astronumerology channeling through the code the message they need to receive at that moment in time, right?
Oh,
that's
cool.
That's where this would be going for you. You're not just going to, I mean, initially you'll read the code, and they'll get a lot from that. But eventually you'll get so comfortable that you'll be able to see, okay, given this information that I've just shared with you, let's look at now where you're at. What is it that you need to, you know, what challenge do we need to address right now? What's holding you back from success? And then they will tell you, or what's holding you back from happiness, and they'll share that. And then you go even deeper into their code, right? And you can do that. Yeah, so you can do that through numerology, and you can also do that with astronumerology. I mean, it's up to you how deep you want to go. I mean, there's different ways, different levels. I like doing all of them, you know, because that's how I work. But some people work better with just doing one or the other or both because it can get a little overwhelming initially. right? So
right.
So that's how I would approach it. I would always have their personal numerology information with me, and if you want, their astrology charts as well. You know, and
okay.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out as you start coaching them, because I can tell you that people respond to their code like nothing else, because
awesome.
They can see it in black and white, and that's what's so powerful. You know, they can see, I'm born on this day, right?
Right.
There's
right.
no doubt. And then you're showing them what that means. That's so empowering to them.
Awesome.
Because it's a science. It's like, it's not like you're just reading energy, which you are, by the way. You are reading their
right.
energy. But you're reinforcing what you're reading with actual facts. And so the left and right brain are activated concurrently, and believe me, it goes much deeper that way. The subconscious effect of your reading is much greater as a result.
Great. So astronumerology really, for me using this, doing client readings, really does line up with my energy as life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, your personal shift number is a 2. So the way you shift is through those interpersonal connection. So coaching is fabulous for you. I mean, you're bringing life into balance for all, not only yourself, but for them with that number 2 personal shift number, you know?
Awesome.
You see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And you're empowering them. Your day of birth is 8, right?
Yes.
Your destiny
yes,
number
is
13-4, which is about
mm-hmm.
exactly what you're talking about, the divine feminine activation, the transformative aspects, life, death, rebirth. You know, and then you have the 3 for self-expression. So you're able to relate to them. They like you. People really like you. 3s are just people. They walk into the room, and you light up the room with your smile. So it's a wonderful number to have when you're dealing with people, you know, because you're relaxing them. And so people receive a lot better when they feel relaxed, right? When
yes.
they're happy to be around you. They will listen more closely because their heart opens up. So, yeah, I mean, you absolutely have the code here. It's great.
Awesome. I'm so blessed. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck with that. I'm excited.
Thank you. I feel on track now.
Good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point, right?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Always. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for your question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. So I want to, before I go to the next caller, and by the way, if you have a question, press *6 and you can get in line with your question. I want to go to Linda's question now. So you're asking about a specific event that's coming up in August. You said just before your birthday, which, by the way, happy birthday. You just had your birthday this month. Just before your birthday, you were told you need to have surgery. And you were given a specific set of dates, and you picked one. And you want to know what that date means. And you go into the numbers. And then you ask, is it more important to look at the universal dates or personal dates to make sure they're fortunate? Okay. Let me look at this for you. This was so interesting to me to read and also to see your interpretation, because let me just say that because your life purpose number, let me just bring this up. There you are, Linda. Your life purpose number is 6, your day of birth is 6, and your destiny is 8. So you have a double 6 and an 8, right? So that's your code. And you are currently, since your birthday in July a couple of weeks ago, you're in a 2-year, a 20-year, which is a 2. Okay, now 2 ties in to your destiny number 8, right? It activates your destiny, your career. So wonderful year for that. August is the 8th month, so keep that in mind too. That is your destiny number. August is the 8th month. And August for you, since you're in a 20-year, you add 8 plus 20, that's a 28, 10-1 personal month for you. So new beginnings, which is good. There's a message right there. But what struck me, too, is that the 20th of August is the same number as your year that you just entered, your 20 personal year. And in numerology, 20, of course, reduces to 2, and 2 means relaxation. It is really about the numbers 2 and 7. When you're in those cycles of 2 cycle or a 7 cycle, there needs to be time for you to rest. 7 is the sabbatical number. 2 is a number of really looking within that inner relationship, right? The outer inner relationship needs to be looked at. So you need some time to rejuvenate. So being in a 2 year and August 20th also reflecting the 2, the 20 and the 2, actually shows me that you're being asked to rest. And the other interesting thing is that that personal day for you, since August is for you personally a 28 months, when you add 2 to that for the 20th, it's a 30 personal day, as you say. And 30 is a 3, and you are a 33, so that number is part of who you are, this number 3, but you're also a 6. So it ties into your other triad. So long story short, these two numbers tie into the 20th meaning and the 3 tie into your triad. And then the number 1 for your personal month, 28-10-1, is new beginnings. So what I'm seeing here, having explained all of this, is that for you, this is a moment to address the health issue in a way that allows you to reflect on something that has come up in your life. Obviously, health issues are a physical manifestation of something that you want to look at. It's calling your attention. And when we're called to look at something deeply and go in for surgery or need some kind of time out, it's an amazing, amazing time to really shift in a way that we couldn't have done otherwise had we been going on all cylinders. So I see this as actually a very wonderful time for you, Linda. It comes, like I said, in your 2 personal year, and it is going to influence your destiny, your career, your work environment in some way, so after the fact. So to answer your question, yes, I think it is actually fine that you go in during that time, and I really don't see a problem for you. I just see a time for rest. And looking back, not looking back, but looking within, okay? Okay, so, and then you say something about solar arc and progressions. Now, if you're on the call, I can look at that with you. So just chime in and press star 6. So if you're interested in my looking at that in relation to your question, okay? All right, let me go to our next caller here. Again, press star 6 if you have a question for me. Let's see here. This is area code 650.
Hi, Tanya. It's Jen. How are you?
Hey, Jen. I am well. How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you. I'm just wonderful.
Good. What is your question?
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. Interesting, a lot of the stuff you talk about is very synergetic, so it's always like, oh, these things
mm-hmm.
all tie up. So one of my questions is, you know, I was looking at my chart with my Leo, which is actually in the fifth house, but I do have 2 planets in the fourth house in Leo as well.
Okay.
So I know you addressed the fifth house in someone else's response. I always think
mm-hmm.
that's interesting. And I also have my son in the first house. But I have
Jupiter. So
and, yeah, I have Jupiter and Pluto in my first.
Okay, let me look at this for a sec. Because you just mentioned your son. I want everybody to understand the reason we're looking at your son, too, with this happening right now, what I wrote in my newsletter, is because your son governs Leo. It's the ruler of Leo. So... and, of course, the sun is being affected right now. So you want to see where your sun is, what number it is. For you, Jen, it is the number 16.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was for Angelica. So definitely transformative. You are born on the 7th. 16 is obviously activating that number 7 for you. To have your day of birth be the same as your sun degree number is really a big deal. So for you, yes, the first house, you know what that means. It is about you. It is about your everything to do with your immediate environment, your outlook on life, how you appear, the clarity of your purpose. You know, it's the first house, so it really is about how you define where you want to go. And the 16-7 that your degree is for your natal sun, it also shows some real transformative aspects here. What personal year are you in right now?
I'm in a 1. Just started.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the 1, the first house. So, again, there must be some sense of things starting for you in a new way right now.
Oh, definitely. It's been crazy. And, as I'm getting more into the work, the numerology, astro-numerology, and the Akashic, it's just kind of getting redefined and really connecting on a whole new level. And it's very exciting. You know, I feel like, oh, finally, after I don't know how many months of feeling like I was in the swamps, I can actually start moving.
Absolutely, yes. That's a good way of putting it, in the swamp. The invisible, where am I in this mud bath right now? That's so funny. And now the sun is shining and like, okay, I can start seeing the answers in front of me. Okay, got it. That's good.
And yeah, and I wanted to actually mention to you that in case you're not aware of, through the Akashic, I know that, I don't know if you probably don't remember, I mentioned this to you, the date, the 4th of July, we actually moved into the 5th dimension. So I think that all this sun stuff that's going on is connected to.
That's really interesting. I haven't heard that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it's very well known, but.
No.
I thought it might
really?
Be useful.
Really? Okay. I've heard about some of this, about the dimensions before, but I was not aware of that. So that happened this month.
Yes, on the 4th, when Pluto and the sun were, I don't know if they were squared, but they were. I think they were squared, right, at 12 degrees?
Yes, there was a cardinal grand cross, yes. Yes. Cardinal grand cross with the full moon. Is that what you're referring to?
No. On the 4th of July. I mean, I think that was all connected. But the 4th of July, when Pluto and the sun.
Yes,
squared. Maybe they were just in opposition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when it happened. So.
Okay. Yeah. So... Yeah, and wow, that's really interesting. Okay, so that involves obviously a major shift, which the sun is reflecting right now. I mean, there's just so much going on in terms of just our inner light in general, and because of you having your natal sun at 16 degrees, you know, that in itself shows me that you're discovering how to help others shine their inner light, because that's really your role with that number, with the transformative number there. And with your personal year, your new 9-year cycle starting now, wow, that's not a coincidence, obviously. So,
I guess not. And I have my, I think we talked about my Saturn return in December.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, so, and here, let me also look at something else with you, because you mentioned the Leo thing. So because Leo rule is on the cusp of your fifth house, and all of you, you want to find what cusp your Leo is at. And for Jen, it's actually at almost 29 degrees. It's 28-something. And even though it's at such a high degree, it's near the end of Leo, it still rules her fifth house. Right, even though most of Leo's in her fourth house. So in a sense, Jen, you do want to look, as you said, you want to look at both the fourth and fifth, but your fifth house is being activated. So that would be the self-expression, creative, fun, romantic side of you. And then the fourth house, of course, you have this amazing Jupiter-Pluto conjunction there. Wow. That's really a big deal. You know, for you, you might want to really, really pay attention now. I mean, definitely, I'm not even going to say you might. You want to really pay attention now to your home business. Are you at home, working at home?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to, especially since you're in your 1 year, I want you to really focus on generating income, because the possibilities for you now for expanding wealth are pretty phenomenal. So I want you to look at that. And it may happen in a sudden way, because this actual new moon Jupiter conjunction happens conjunct your Uranus, which is at a very high degree in Cancer. Mm. And because it happens at 2 degrees and 3 degrees in Leo, it conjuncts your Uranus, and it's opposite your midheaven, which is your career. So this new moon coming up is literally activating your career in a double whammy way. And so I really want you to, like, not take August off. Like, don't make it a vacation month, but make it a real...
Oh, no. I'm intending from now. I've been working at it, but, you know, getting everything ready. So I'm...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going to be in full swing in August, but I am going to New Orleans in September for a couple of days.
Well, that's September. We're talking August here now, and you know, especially next week, not next week. It's Monday, this weekend, and the weeks following that for you.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
exciting.
Very exciting. And one more question, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about now. People, I know we've talked about, and other people have told me this, and somebody's told me that I'm actually going to meet someone in September when I'm in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not, but
I
guess it's possible.
You know,
and
what? I'd
just
have to do a much deeper reading for you on that. I can tell you, though, that this new moon that activates your Uranus is activating your whole axis points, and that would include, you know, the four axis points. So that would include your descendant. You have Neptune exactly square that Uranus that I was talking about. Neptune's in your seventh house. So absolutely it will trigger a very joyous event for you. But I'd have to look much more closely at your transits, progressions, and solar arcs to really get the full picture on that storyline for you. It is a new beginnings month, though. Remember, you're in a 1 year. So you add 9 to 1, that's new beginnings. So that's September for you. Okay?
New
beginnings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very helpful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I want to hear what happens, okay?
All right.
Make sure you get on the phone in September.
Okay.
If there's something to share.
I will. If I have time amongst all the romance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Good.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
enjoy.
You so much.
Enjoy. Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. You are here.
I'm here. I figured it was such a long explanation that I probably should just type it out for you, so with all the dates and everything. But before I ask you something about that, a client wrote to me. She said she found one of those free numerology reports, but it's only a partial, but he mentions a temporal pinnacle period that's approaching for her. Of course, he doesn't tell her what it is until she pays for the full reading, but have you ever heard of the temporal pinnacle period, and is it something that
there are numerologists who work with the different pinnacles in your life. It's something that is interesting to me, and I definitely at one point you know, did my research on that. I don't incorporate it into my practice just because I don't need to, right? It's not. Mm-hmm. These are very long periods that they're talking about. And so just like a Pluto transit or Neptune transit takes a long time, you sort of adjust to those periods.
Mm-hmm.
They can give you some insight, but to me it's not something that is carries so much weight that I have to bring it into my readings. But you certainly can do your research on it, you know. So yeah, they do exist. And they're interesting. You know, it's one way to interpret longer, much longer cycles in your life.
Okay, because she's having some difficulties right now, and, you know, she was wanting to have a reading with me, and, of course, I brought up her chart, and she's born on the 15th, and she's never addressed her name, which is a 12.
Well, there you go. I mean, those things are much more important to address.
That's what I was going to tell her.
In my view, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and it'll give you her much more power, empowerment if you do that. Plus, it's so important energetically for her. You know, no matter what her pinnacle is, it doesn't really matter if her name is a 12. I mean, that's really challenging. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. So I think I don't know if you want to just cover this tomorrow, but remember the last future forecast formula call, I said Uranus is about to cross over my solar arc. Uranus is about to cross over my first, my ascendant.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, that's expected event.
Yes.
But on my birthday, of course, the sun was square Uranus, a transiting Uranus, which was square Pluto. And my issue is, I have to have a hysterectomy, so eighth house issues.
Wow. Okay, you know what, Linda? Let's look at this tomorrow because it's a perfect future forecast formula call.
Okay, I thought so. I put that in
there. And we can devote more time to it.
Okay.
Yes. So if you don't mind, we'll just do that tomorrow during tomorrow's call.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Yeah. And that way I can spend a little bit more time with your with your progressions and all of that. So just look at what's going on.
Okay, so, great.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll talk soon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. So let's go. We have one more call here, and it's area code 250.
Hi, Tanya. It's Fiona calling.
Hey, Fiona. I think it's your birthday, right?
Yeah, that's
happy birthday.
So tell me, what then actually, is there any kind of residence left from a 7-year then going into an 8-year? I mean, energetically, do things instantly shift, or is there that gradual residue and then stepping into the 8 energy?
If anything, Fiona, you would have felt the 8 approaching, but no, there. I don't find there's a kind of residue that's left over.
Okay.
It's really more that you anticipate the coming energy, because we tend to naturally look forward as human beings.
Right,
to our birthday or to whatever it is, to the next thing. So no, if I'm thrilled for you. You're about to, well, you just today, 21st of July, entered your 17-8 year. I mean, how amazing is that? Powerful number that is. So yes, so you are in that energy now, and I can tell you it's going to feel quite different than the 7. The 7 was not an easy number for you to be in just because of your code.
Right.
The 8 is going to feel, you're going to feel more at home in this energy. So, it's going to, and initially, by the way, you do have to adjust. It's not like you suddenly feel the number, but you should at least today have felt a kind of lifting of an energy, because the last 6 weeks especially, your sun, you know, 6 weeks before anybody's birthday, the sun is transiting your 12th house.
Right.
And that always means looking deeply within those issues that you didn't address for the past year. And so it can be a sort of confronting time right before our birthday, those weeks. And
right.
then when we come to our birthday, and the sun conjuncts itself on your birthday, of course, it's arrived at your birth location, there is a sense of release, like the pressure has dissipated, and you feel a rebirth of some kind. So that is something that you in the next few days should be feeling.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes, and then I have another question in that, okay, so I'm in the process of going back to my maiden name,
mm-hmm.
and I've made some of the you know, I've only got a couple of my IDs changed at this point, because at the bank they want to wait till my driver's license is actually there to see that for proof of ID. So, again, what am I, I'm... So when you're in the middle, now I'm going to experience having two names out there.
Okay, so when you say maiden name, you mean the one that starts with M?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
So going by Fiona.
Right. So we've got five. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Beautiful number. Okay, yes. So you're in the middle of a transition. So here's what I want to let you know about that. As long as you embrace the name fully, meaning you are using it everywhere. You, Fiona, are using it in emails as best you can, right? Like website,
right.
email, all of that. Can you change your bills yet? Can you change your
Well, I'm just
yet?
In the process of that. Once at the bank... they said, because all the different accounts, and they said that then all my credit cards through there, they'll change, they'll get everything done. So I just, like, I mean, it was interesting because with my other job, I was even having to answer, you know, leaving phone calls. And so I was using, I had to think, and I'm going, okay, I would use my maiden name, so I am using that when I'm phoning. But, I mean, when I first got my driver's license, I almost came home and it was like I had a moment of, oh, my God, what have I actually done? And it took me, I went, ooh, why am I reacting like that? But then I kind of calmed down and went, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very normal reaction, because you are responding to your new frequency. And it's like wearing a new set of clothes. Like getting a whole new wardrobe. And at first you feel a little uncomfortable because
right.
Is it really you? And then you grow into it. So just know that the frequency, it's the response is there because the frequency has shifted, and it actually proves to you that it does. Otherwise you wouldn't have this response.
Right, right. Okay,
really,
that's a good,
really,
good point, good point.
Yeah, you wouldn't have the response if it didn't change something in your life. And so you're now adjusting to that energetic frequency, which, you know, as you adjust to it and embrace it fully, believe me, it will do wonders for you. So
right.
just relax into it. Don't even judge yourself for feeling this way. I've had clients cry on the phone. I've had clients break down when I tell them. I've had everything on the horizon happening when their challenging name was changed to a fortunate one. You know, some people really resist it. Some don't. I mean, the reactions are, like, just numerous. And so the reactions are there because the frequency really does speak to where they are now and where they could be in the future.
Right. Right? Well, and whenever I used my married name, it was when anybody said Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
to me, I always thought they were talking about my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So the
oh, wow.
name really never resonated with me, I guess, at that level when I didn't respond
yeah.
to that. So it was an interesting shift when it even did happen. So
right, right. Okay, well, I totally understand that. I totally understand that. Well, I don't know how long it takes in Canada for this to come through, but I, you know, once it comes through, just change it everywhere. And
right.
You'll really feel a difference once it's all said and done. So
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the process of going through it all. And getting
yep.
it all.
Yep.
Because I got exactly. reminded, oh, your voicemail on your cell phone needs to be changed. Oh,
well,
thank you.
Well, everything needs changing. But
yeah.
you know what? That's part of just the growth You know, when we grow, we need new clothes or we need whatever.
It's just
part of it. So,
yeah.
But it's fun. It's supposed to be actually fun. So just see it as an adventure.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And now, are you putting your fortunate name? Have you got a program up, ready, running?
Yes. I've been in somewhat of a transition in my own personal life recently, and so it's I have a new team member who's helping me, and we're redesigning like my whole schedule and a lot
okay.
is being shifted, and that's part
right.
of what I was mentioning with the mastermind as well, which I know you're in. So it will come out. It's just a matter of the timeline I gave you originally is obviously passed, and it will
right.
be readjusted shortly. So,
okay.
yes, the new name. Fiona's referring to a course I'm designing that's specifically addressed only current names, but not only for you personally, but for your business, products,
yes.
websites, everything. It incorporates all of that. So that will be coming out. I don't want to give you a date yet until I really know.
Have it. No, and I
yeah.
can
yeah.
totally appreciate. I can totally appreciate that. It's just
yeah.
as
yeah.
for myself, and I'm kind of glad now that you know maybe it is taking longer because now that's one of the reasons why I wanted to experience this myself, so that
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to offer this as you know a service, I'd really like to go. Okay, I've walked through this. I understand what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. So. Thank you for your patience. As you know, I let everyone know what's going on, and sometimes I forget that I'm affected as well. So that's what's going on for me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, not
I
a problem.
Yeah. So, all right, good. Well, happy birthday, Fiona.
Well, thank you ever so much.
And we'll talk on the next call. I believe you'll be on that one as well.
Yes.
So, okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, then we have, let's see what area code is this. This is 918. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. This is Kwanza.
Hi, Kwanza. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just had some questions about you know, the initial question I had. I guess I have some follow-up questions.
Okay,
that I want
true.
To ask.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate your answers, by the way. Well, the first question I have is, what's most important for the fortunate name? Like, if you have is your first name fortunate, or is it your combined name, like your first
combined? Combined. Only combined. Don't even consider first and last name separately. Just the combination. Unless you're Madonna
okay.
or Cher, then it matters. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that would kind of go with another question I had was, like, in that, along those lines, like, you know, Hollywood stars or people in the media often go by just one name, or they use a first and middle. And so I was just wondering, I mean, I know I'd have two names if I
mm-hmm.
Decided, but I looked at my first and middle, and I was like, it would be really easy not to have to change anything, but if I just went by my first and middle, it would be like a 27-9. And
wow. I go by my first and middle.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
And
what's your middle name?
Antoinette, so it would be Kwanza Antoinette.
Can you spell that middle name?
Yeah, Antoinette.
Okay.
And then I looked
yes.
at my astrological chart, too. I don't know if you have it there and can pull it up, but I've got 9 on my ascendant and my descendant, and I've got 9 in a couple other places. And so I thought, well, I wonder if it helps to choose a name that lines up with your, you know, important points on your astrological chart. And I was like, well, if that's the case, then maybe I should just go with Kwanza Antoinette.
Okay, I am looking here. And by the way, did you receive your Numerology Academy chart as well? Because I don't see one on my desktop for you. So I'm just double-checking. Did you recently join Numerology Academy?
I did, but I had purchased the – I got mine, I want to say, around May 25th or June 5th or something in between there. Is when I got
see
my,
one for the Prosperity Power, but I don't see one for Neurology Academy. That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, cool.
I may have created it on my laptop, though, because I've been traveling a lot lately. So anyway, as long as you have it, that's all I want to know. So, okay.
Oh, Are they two different things? Are there two different?
Yes, they're two different things. The Numerology Academy one actually has your transits and progressions as well.
Okay. Well, that's my fault. I don't think I sent the information because I assumed
that
it was the same.
Okay, let me make a note to send you that as well. I'm creating several the next couple of days for the new members, so I'll do that for you. So, okay, just double checking. So, yes, you have a 9 ascendant. And here's the thing, though, about current names. You do not have to align them to that. That's not the reason for the name. The reason for choosing a name is because you really resonate with the name and it happens to be fortunate. If it also activates, like it does for you, the ascendant and also second house, which is 8th and 9th house for you. Let's see, ascendant, no, it's... No, sorry, it's 7th and 8th house. It's like an added flavor, you know, but it's not, you know, critical. So I, you know, Kwanzaa, Antoinette, would I use that? The only issue I have as an entrepreneur who coaches clients on, you know, what kinds of names actually are good brand names, the issue I have with that, they're both very rare names. So
right.
When you have two names that are like that, I mean, Tanya Gabrielle, at least Tanya is sort of simple. Kwanzaa
right.
really is a rare name. And so Antoinette is French. I'm not sure, you know, I love the name. If you
No,
want,
I'm with you. No, totally. Be
yeah.
honest.
yeah.
Go ahead.
yeah, yeah, I'm just thinking for just memory and brand visibility, it might be a bit much. So
okay.
even though it's highly fortunate.
Right.
Just for Americans especially, I mean, they have a hard time as it is, as you know. I mean, if you were in
right.
Europe, maybe, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
So then
so.
When it comes to me choosing another fortunate name, because I've gone through just different lists and different names, and I've looked at some, you know, I guess would it, as far as branding and business and stuff that, like you're talking about, I mean, would it be best to stick with like a common American, like a more common American name, I guess, for my fortunate name, instead of like even going, because I was even considering like this Hawaiian name is Kailani, and it was 21-3, and I was like, I don't know, it's kind of long, and it's another type, I don't know, you know, I was like, maybe I should
as
do
long
something.
As, you mean for your last name you're considering that?
No. First name, like maybe, or something like Kaylee, or like for my first name, or yeah, something like that. Something I don't know
yeah.
really.
You know
I'm
what?
Sure.
If you're using, are you using your last name Johnson with this?
Well, and that's my other thing. I'm not really sure. It's like because my destiny number is 15-6, and you know I've got that 22-4 birthday and. Even when I got married, my current name resonates to a 15-6 if I use my full Kwanzaa Antoinette Johnson. So I'm just like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, just, I don't, you know, I don't know.
I would certainly not have a 15 name with a 22 day of birth.
Yeah.
But you know, you're using three names. I doubt anybody's really pronouncing all three names. So you have a situation with the middle name, which I really don't recommend, where you're activating more than one version of your name just by having a middle name, because most people won't pronounce it. They'll just call you by your first and last name, even though you have this middle name going. So
yeah, I'm just gonna get away from that 28-10 thing. So I got to do something different. So yeah.
Well, okay, so just think it through. You have a lot of options. To answer your question, if you use Kwanzaa or that Hawaiian name, except Kylie is not, that's easy. That's a very common name now. But if you use that other one that you mentioned, then I would use it doesn't have to be like a common American name as long as it's easy to remember, you know? So that's all. Now, if you use a name like Kylie, you can have another. You can have a more different, last name. So,
okay.
Yeah. So have fun with it. And, you know, we can talk next month if you still have questions about it.
Okay.
And, yeah. So, and for you, keep in mind that a 6 name, like 24-6, 33-6, 42-6, 78 is a really high number. You probably won't get up to that. But those are really fabulous for balancing out some of the fateful energy that can come with a 4 or 8 day of birth or life purpose number. Since you're born the 22nd, which is a 4 day of birth, keep that in mind as well. You know, that's a really wonderful tonic, in a sense, that you can use to your advantage if you're really playing with different names and are not sticking to the one you have, right?
Right. So we're talking about combined names, right? Like with my first
and last.
Oh,
yeah, always. When I talk names, I mean first and last. Always, always, always. I'm not talking about first or last.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me those numbers again? 24-6, 33-6, and what were the other ones?
33, 42, and 60.
Oh, 60.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 60 would be considered just a plain 6, right? I say 60 because it may add up to 60. So as long as you don't do 15 or 51, yeah.
Right. Well, I guess I was having trouble trying to even get to those numbers because I looked at some of it and I was like,
You don't have to. I'm just telling you that in case you come across it in your fun exploration. That's all.
Okay.
And
then Go ahead.
I was just going to say don't make it like a mission now that you have to have that. I'm just letting you know that so you can keep it in mind. Yeah.
Okay. And then I had a question about the astrology. Like some other people were mentioning, you were telling us about where our sun was and house the sun rule or does Leo rule in our charts to look at that. I guess the end of this month or next month?
Yes. And, okay, let me quickly check that. Okay, so your Leo, funnily enough, your Leo also rules the fifth house. That's the third person in a row. So we already talked about what that governs, right? So you know. And your sun, Kwanzaa, is right up at midheaven. So that means career. Anything related to your standing in the world and career is being activated for you. So this name change obviously is related to that because it's a rebranding of who you are.
Yes.
And I definitely see some good things happening for you on that front. So have fun with it. That's why I keep saying that. I didn't know your Leo ruled your fifth house of fun, but you're supposed to have fun. It's like go on adventure, play with it. Those are all the keywords for you, and you'll come up with something really good.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, so good luck with that.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We have, where was I? Okay, next person. Area code 773.
Hi, Danya. It's Jacqueline.
Hi. How are you, Jacqueline?
How are you? I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine. Are you able to pull up my chart to look at the progressions?
Ooh. Are you in Future Forecast Formula?
Yeah.
Can I do that tomorrow with you? Because that's really where it would make sense.
Okay, great.
I need to actually prepare that.
Okay.
Yes, I can do a quick reading, but it just won't be as in-depth as
I had some questions about it because I had two things in 29 degrees, and I wanted to know what that meant. But let me ask you, with the blog, you were sharing with me that I could set up a blog, and not actually launch it.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that's doing it for me asked you how that would be done so that you're not launching it. She didn't really get an understanding, and I don't know of how to do that. But now that I've waited so long to do certain things have been changing for me, and I wanted to know, because I wanted to do some writing, what my chart might indicate, my numbers might indicate that I could be writing about.
Okay, so in terms of writing about, it really is dependent on your business. So what are you focusing on business-wise?
Business-wise, I'm going to be using the astrology with an astronumerology. Mm-hmm. And also I deal with tarot cards. But basically, just talking with clients and talking about their numbers, the astrology, what's going on,
mm-hmm.
dealing with progressions, transits, all that kind of stuff of what they are asking a question about, and just answering questions that they might have about their career,
okay.
their love life, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so for you, because of your 2-7s, you want to go deeply into your subject matter, right? It's important for you. So that means research. So you're going to be spending some time reading books or going online, both probably, before you write a lot of your blog posts. You're going to want to do some research and incorporate some of what you discover into your blog posts, and it's going to really trigger your imagination to do this. So you may come across an article that you discover yourself or an article somebody sends you that then triggers your imagination to do a little bit more research and then write about it. And basically, if your platform is astronomy, you can write about pretty much any subject you want as long as you bring it back to your prospects and clients somehow. You know, so today I wrote an article about the sun and the scientific, you know, the scientists being perplexed about what's going on. And I, you know, there's, you know, some people may wonder, well, how can you write about that? Well, you just turn it back into astrology, you know. So
mm-hmm.
So there's ways you can take pretty much any subject. And it could be anything that interests you as long as it focuses on it in a more in-depth way, you know, that excites you spiritually as well because of your sevens. So, and, you know, your 23-5 at the top of your chart at your midheaven does allow for a lot of variety. You know, that's you can go many different directions with this. And
that midheaven is changing, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever,
okay.
whatever, what I'm saying is just in general, you can
yes.
really, you can really go with what inspires you, because that's, you have to, right?
Because
just,
of the 23? The 23?
No, no, no,
five?
The 7. The 7,
oh, because
of 7 is totally about inspiration. So that's what I mean. As you collect articles that you come across or books,
mm-hmm.
anything, you can just take that as inspiration and then write in a blog post that way.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would do. So...
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And then tomorrow we can look at your other question. So if you could maybe send me an email in
I
response
shall.
To
thank
the
you so much.
Progression formula. You're
okay,
welcome.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think, is that it? Did I get everybody? I thought there was another caller, but I think I'm good. Okay, sorry, I thought I had another caller here. So, yeah, that was... quite a wonderful series of questions. As you know, it's a very exciting time right now we're in. So, you know, we have this wonderful tool of numerology and numbers to really guide us and guide our clients and help us, you know, make the connections that we need right now. So as you go through the course, and whether you're advanced or just beginning, you'll be amazed at the wonderful symbolism that your code generates now and, of course, at the time of your birth. So enjoy that. I have a wonderful surprise coming for all of you, in particular, you and Numerology Academy, in the next few days. So stay tuned to your inbox. And then... we will talk again next month. I believe it is around the 19th or so. I'm not sure about the exact date, 18th or 19th of August. I really look forward to that. And meanwhile, gosh, enjoy this new moon event on the 26th and everything that it entails. It's really a spectacular moment for us, all of us, to feel the joy of who we are as spiritual beings and just celebrate that. And so I really, really hope you have an amazing, amazing moment with that celebration, the new moon Jupiter conjunction on the 26th of July coming on Saturday for most of us. For you in Australia, not sure if it's Sunday. In any case, you can figure it out. The time is 10:43 GMT, 10:43 p.m. So I wish you well, and we will speak soon. Have a fantastic rest of July, early August. Great summer, and celebrate, okay? All right, bye-bye.